This podcast is brought to you by Howie Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script. When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The NCAA announced that its upcoming championship events will take place without fans.
And tonight, the NBA suspending its season following the games tonight as a player tests positive.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
You could be more right than you know.
Houston, we have a problem.
Actor Tom Hanks posted on social media that he and his wife, Rita Wilson, have tested positive for the virus.
You never know what you're going to get.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
Okay. The Wuhan coronavirus.
The first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The world's first lab-grown copy of the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus.
The death toll from the Wuhan coronavirus.
I can keep going.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family.
Can I finish now?
No, but
No, you can't, John.
John, he's the president. Even if someone else wrote it, it should be
right. I know
right.
He did, and he has to be... Don.
This is CNN. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We have to play that entire cut with Don Lemon and... the former governor of Ohio, John Kasich, last night. They brought on Kasich. He's a CNN contributor. That means he gets a paycheck.
Aren't we torturing people enough with coronavirus talk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything else to talk about. I mean, there are other events going on. Like, for instance, the FISA reauthorization bill, which just basically allows the Democrats to continue using this secret court with ex parte, meaning one-sided hearings, as a secret police force against the Republican Party. They passed something in the House on pretty much of a straight party line vote to continue to allow the FISA courts to be used as a Democrat secret police star chamber. And now Rand Paul and Mike Lee are suggesting that the president veto it, and it looks like that's going to happen. And that's news. And yesterday in Iraq, there was an attack by the Iranian-backed militias on a U.S. base, an allied base, and two Americans and a Brit were killed. But you haven't heard anything about that because it's all this coronavirus. So there were three people killed in that attack by Iranians in Iraq. That's 1/13 of how many people have died in the U.S. in the coronavirus. But what are we talking about? So, but I guess maybe you could say it's a moot point to attack Iran because they're really being ravaged by this. 1/8 of the parliament or whatever the hell they call their legislative body over there, such as it is, are infected with coronavirus. Anyway, it's time now for the Chump Line.
Yeah, Howie, what do you mean Joe Biden going to sneak up on a woman? How else is he going to get close to one?
It's probably just as well for Tulsi Gabbard that she's being denied a chance to be in this debate, especially with this terrible coronavirus out there. She could get infected very easily by Sleepy Joe, or Creepy Joe, Slow Joe, whatever you want to call him. Uncle.
Hey, Howie, I'm just sitting here watching the TV as everyone cancels their season. I'm wondering when the IRS is going to cancel its season. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, some congressmen are saying that's what they should do. That I think they're going to postpone. They're going to give you a later deadline to file. It's not going to be April 15th this year.
Yeah, but people still file physically, Howie. Like, it's if somebody's infected with the coronavirus, that's just sending in the virus to them directly.
Oh, no. You could come down with a cold, Taylor. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Fastest way to kill coronavirus is to convince Hillary Clinton it plans to testify against her.
That's very rude. You think the coronavirus could be Arkansas-ed?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I watched Donald Trump's malarkey last night on the Dumont Network. The fact is, when the Spanish flu hit in 1918, President Roosevelt went on TV and said, "We gotta end this Spanish-American war." Then he sent me to the Alamo to meet Davy Jones, and we had tapioca pudding. A minute.
The Dumont Network. Wow. That's going back. Joe Biden also remembers the NBC Blue Network. That later became the ABC Network, for those of you who are keeping score at home. Joe Biden doesn't need to be reminded, though. He remembers. He grew up watching, listening to The Shadow. Lamont Cranston.
Calling it the Wuhan coronavirus is racist and mean-spirited. We should really call it what it is. The People's Liberation Army's secret biological warfare lab virus.
We don't know that, but that's some people are speculating that. I'll just point that out, that there is no evidence yet. 508 says, coronavirus deaths 38, murder by firearms in Chicago this year, 3 months, 79. All theme parks in Florida open, Disney near maximum capacity all month. By the standards I hear on the news, the streets of Orlando should be covered in bodies. Yeah, have you noticed that?
Republican talking points, Howie, that's all you're spewing out.
And there, Sleepy Joe, you know he's not gonna go to the White House. No Sleepy Joe's White House.
He didn't take any questions at his presser today so that no one could ask him about his response to swine flu. I don't think he has much memory of swine flu. I think he remembers the Dumont Network and the NBC Blue Network a lot better than he remembers swine flu back in 2009.
Stop the panicking. Who's doing all that panicking? Stop that panicking now.
I'm going to go upstairs and find out who's panicking the next break. Stop the panicking.
Hey, you think while they're canceling everything, they can cancel The Bachelor?
Grace?
The Bachelor will not be bullied, and The Bachelor will not bow to this coronavirus. And also, the season just ended a few days ago, so we're in the clear.
Were you planning on watching the game tonight? Well, there aren't going to be any games tonight. ESPN is on hiatus. It'll be doing the great sports stars of yesteryear. But if you want to get some great screen gem entertainment, may I suggest Boston Blackie,
no!
Booked on Suspicion. Available on YouTube.
How many more times can people watch that? It's cruel and unusual.
Go ahead, Howie.
One Mysterious Night. That was another great screen gem from Boston Blackie. Go ahead, Taylor.
I think it's about time Don McLean writes a sequel to Miss American Pie called The Day the Sports Games Died.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, using racist terms like blackmail and black toe. It's not surprising, though, considering you were the last Boston columnist to get the N-word in print. You racist. We're going to be fed.
Is that true?
No, I got a word that sounds like the N-word.
Oh, yes, don't say it. I know the word.
A pay raise, a miserly pay raise. It's a synonym for miserly that starts with N. I won't go any further. I'm afraid to even say the word now, even though
no,
it has
we're not
no
say
connection.
The word.
We should be afraid.
Okay, but I got it on the front.
With Blackguard yesterday.
You're kidding. That's a legitimate word too. All these words are legitimate. Oh well.
Yeah, Howie. I'm just wondering if Black Lives Matter is now a racist organization.
They changed the name of La Raza. That was Brown Lives Matter, I guess. So, but La Raza changed its name, but arose by any other name would smell just as bad, I guess.
Joe Biden said he was tested for the coronavirus, and he's pleased to announce that he's definitely not pregnant.
Yes, he probably, it probably isn't.
Oh, my darling, quarantine. I'm stuck here with my family. It's a hell I've never seen.
As long as you get self-quarantined in your house and you can get delivery of all the goods you need.
Netflix.
From Butcher Box, from the local supermarkets, from Total Wine, from whatever. Is it really that much of an arduous event? I think not.
I think anyone who votes Democrat these days has electile dysfunction.
Nobody's going to be voting on anything. I guess, are the polls going to be closed? We're having a primary down here in Florida next week. Are they going to have the polling places open in this epidemic? There's at least 3 or 4 people in this state of maybe 20 million people that are infected.
We got to skip the election this year. Donald Trump forever.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Stop the panicking. Who's doing all that panicking? Stop that panicking now.
I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The stock market closed down today 10%. You know, 10% is a correction that turns it into a bear market. It's down 10% just in one day, 2,352 points. And it's a bad time for equities. That's just the Dow Jones Industrial Average. All of them, all the markets were way down. And so we've been telling you for years, you don't want to get caught flat-footed with all your money in the stock market. You need to be diversified. We all know what goes up must come down. And again, what goes down will go up. But you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. And so we've been suggesting that you go with Orion Metal Exchange if you need to get into something that's not going to give you sleepless nights every night. And you're not going to be watching that little ticker at the bottom of your cable news screen in the corner. Joining us now on the line is Jason Blaylock from Orion Metal Exchange. Jason, what's your recommendation? I mean, obviously you want them to get precious metals, but why precious metals now in this time of turmoil in the stock market?
You know, you always want to be properly diversified, and precious metals is a key part of a properly diversified portfolio. You know, no American investor should be expected to know the future, and being properly diversified simply gives you peace of mind and gives you financial stability moving forward.
Right. And it's and you know, you need everything. You need bonds, you need stocks, you need real estate. You need everything. But gold and silver is part of the package, isn't it?
That's right. And you need all the key components, right? And in a market like this, we really don't know what's going on, right? I mean, no one can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you protect yourself. We've got a lot of geoeconomic uncertainty out of there, a lot of things going on that will create volatility in the marketplace. So you'll sleep better at night if you're properly diversified in precious metals, gold, silver, platinum. They're key parts and key ingredients to a secure and balanced portfolio.
Okay, and where can people go if they want to get some more information about gold and silver?
You know, I would direct them to OrionMetalExchange.com. We've got a lot of good information there. We have charts. We have live pricing on products that we offer. And most importantly, the phone number is there to reach out, and we're happy to answer any questions they might have. OrionMetalExchange.com. We're here to help.
And no obligations. Just go to Orion Metal Exchange. Read up on gold and silver and platinum. And again, it's important to be diversified in any facet of life, but especially in your real estate your portfolio of investments. You've got to be in everything. You got to have. And this is the time when you want to be diversified. You don't want to be. These people are gonna have problems sleeping, and you know you're frustrated, I think, because this doesn't seem to be a real terrible real problem, but it's still crashing the market. So you have to try to protect yourself. Again, what's the address? What's the web address, Justin?
Again, OrionMetalExchange.com.
OrionMetalExchange.com. OrionMetalExchange.com. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr. Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Grace. Howie is always giving me great advice. Never speak when you can nod. Always get the deposit money on empty cans. But the best advice he ever gave me was to call the car guys to get my first used car. I had tried to go to dealerships in the past, but just ended up feeling intimidated. But Bill Papa George from the car guys was the perfect solution. He got me the greatest car at the greatest price. Call the car guys today at 800-300-4600. I promise you won't be disappointed. That's 800-300-4600. Tell them Grace sent you.
The Democrat Party is so full of loonies, social justice warriors, progressives, whatever you want to call them, that sometimes certain moonbats get overlooked. So let's take this moment to shine the woke spotlight on Crazy Maisie Hirono.
I am not going to be a fool to Mitch McConnell's shenanigans. Why should any of us?
And it's not just a dog whistle, it's a bullhorn.
Bullhorns. It's racism. It's basically, for many people, it's anti-Semitic. It's white supremacy.
Why not take a stand and vote yes for it? Seems like you're trying to have it both ways. Not be hung by it politically, but also not say that you don't support it.
I disagree with you, Katie, that why should we engage in the kind of sham shenanigans that Mitch McConnell is really good at?
I'm confused.
This was just a sham.
Guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up.
I think the noose is closing, and you know, Giuliani is like a loose cannon, and so is the president, frankly.
Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long.
Feel the freedom in the all-new all-wheel drive 2020 Subaru Outback with standard LED headlights. Starting at only $26,645 with 0.9% financing for up to 48 months. Or lease for only $249 per month for 36 months with $2,449 due at signing. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And now, an interview with the Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr.
Did you have any pets when you were younger?
I had a cat named Dexter. That was my first pet. And then I had possession of two poodles when I lived in Palm Beach, Princess and Frisky. They weren't really my dogs, but I took care of them. They lived with me. So they were my dogs. I love those poodles.
When you were a kid, what was the best gift you ever received?
I got this wooden fort from FAO Schwartz in Palm Beach about the age of 6 or 7. 10 soldiers to go along with it. Such a cool fort. I had that fort for like maybe close to 10 years.
What is your all-time favorite movie?
Probably Goodfellas. I love Goodfellas. I love it even more than The Godfather.
What is your favorite dessert?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably chocolate ice cream, followed by vanilla ice cream, followed by coffee ice cream.
Joe Biden doesn't have time for malarkey, and he also doesn't have a lot of time for geography. Take a listen.
The people of Nevada are watching, and I'm going to be out there seeing them very soon. Tonight, though, we just heard from the first two of 50 states. It's important that Iowa and Nevada have spoken, but look, we need to hear from Nevada and South Carolina and Super Tuesday states and beyond.
And Biden doesn't know the difference between Iran and Iraq. He's gotten it wrong 4 times.
We tried it in Iraq. It's not working, so now we're going to try, in Iran? Excuse me. We tried in Ukraine.
He always gets the name wrong.
I love this place. Look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town. This is sort of a scenic, beautiful town. I like Keene a lot.
How many times has he missed it? He's in Iowa. It's great to be in the great state of Ohio. And they say, Joe, you're in Iowa.
How many unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio? Iowa. And I was just in Ohio because they have more.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to take a lot of calls in this segment. But first, we have to do the poll question. The poll question is brought to you by Roman. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now, it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. No awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacy. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which will you miss more? Hockey, professional basketball, professional baseball, collegiate basketball tournaments, or you won't miss any of them?
I'm going to miss college hoop, even though the Tar Heels would be out anyway, even if the season wasn't over.
But now you have the distinct honor of saying they were the last to lose in the tournament.
I don't think that's an
losers.
Honor. I think that's just, I don't know if it's a stain exactly, but I don't think it's an honor. Okay, so I vote for hoop, college hoop.
61% say they're not going to miss any of them. 11% say they will miss college hoops. 8% for baseball, 2% for pro basketball. 18% say they'll miss hockey the most.
The Bees. Charlie Coyle, Pastrnak. These are the people want to see.
You know, a texter brought up an interesting point. You know, ESPN is the most expensive cable network. It adds like, I don't know, $5-6 to your cable bill every month, as opposed to most of them are like 50, or they cost the cable companies 50 cents. Sometimes cable companies, actually pay, networks pay to be on the cable companies. But ESPN, because they got a heavy expenses with all the buying the rights. Now, are we going to get a discount, all of us cable subscribers, do you think? I know that's a rhetorical question, but shouldn't we get a discount?
Don't hold your breath, bro.
Again, I think ESPN costs like 20% of your cable bill in some cases. And you know, that's one reason why they've so resisted the cable companies going to an a la carte menu where you could pick your channels. Because then most people would end up with a package that would cost them $7-$8 a month instead of $40-$50, even more than that. So that's just my thought.
Are you going to tell people about the good news about the dogs?
Yes. Dogs cannot get coronavirus. You hear that, Mr. Gooner?
And so, Howie, they had all these dogs in testing.
Yeah.
And then when they found out they couldn't get coronavirus, you know what happened?
What?
Who let the dogs out?
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Wait, I thought a dog in China came down with the coronavirus.
That was some fuzzy math.
That was some very fake news.
There's been a new test. But here's a story that I thought was connected to coronavirus, but it was not. This is from Connecticut. A Connecticut woman sparked a fatal apartment fire by igniting a bottle of hand sanitizer and chucking it at her girlfriend, a report said. See, I thought this was some homemade sanitizer because there are all these terrible shortages because everybody is panicked about coronavirus. But it turns out that this is just a regular bottle of home sanitizer. I did not know you could turn it into a Molotov cocktail. But Destiny Waite knew that, age 28. She set the bottle on fire Sunday morning while arguing with her girlfriend. She's a woman with a girlfriend at the apartment building in Hartford. Was Bill from West Hartford, was he injured in this blaze, this conflagration? The flames spread to upper floors of the building, and firefighters responded and rescued a number of people from the flames. Four people were critically injured in the building. And in a secondary search of the building, firefighters found the charred body of 50-year-old Jerome Kaiser inside. How many more must die, Mr. Speaker, before we have a 7-day waiting period for this hand sanitizer?
That's the thing, though, is that there wasn't this big problem with hand sanitizer before Corona because no one was really using it. And now I read a story the other day, Howie, about some guy at 7-Eleven who made homemade hand sanitizer and sold it to a woman and it burned her children's skin. And all I'm going to say about that is when you have to choose between homemade hand sanitizer and not using any, don't use any.
I learned that as a young man in North Carolina. They said, never buy Shine, Howie. Even if it's a lot cheaper, you don't know where what still that Shine came out of. Same with the hand sanitizer all these years later, Grace.
So true.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of Shine, in Iran now they've got a new problem other than the coronavirus. People are trying to drink alcohol because they think it will somehow cleanse their bodies of the coronavirus. So you know, it's a Muslim country, a serious Muslim country, unlike Ilhan Omar with her boyfriend, who's now her husband. So you can't buy alcohol legally in Iran, so they're drinking Shine. And so far, I think over 40 people have died or have gotten blinded from drinking wood alcohol. So it's a problem.
I'm going to head to the bars after the show and get my prescription filled.
I mean, well, it does make sense that
you get the hand sanitizer on the rocks.
Like if you drink like a really strong whiskey or something. Didn't they used to give kids some sort of alcohol when they had sore throats? They give them like scotch or something and it like helps your throat. It does make sense that it could be a little medicinal because it's so strong. It's
I thought you were from Milton, not Hyannisport. That's a Kennedy remedy.
No, there's definitely something. It's scotch or something like that. It helps sore throats.
Mitch, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mitch.
Hi, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, I got a great idea. I was thinking about this. If they're closing down all the large gatherings...
Yes.
I thought President Trump could probably do a pay-per-view rally. And I bet he would pull in millions.
You know, would you like to see him go head-to-head with Joe Biden in a pay-per-view rally? My money would be on Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just think that even he could do it from his home office, and that would be it. I think it would be a great idea.
Maybe instead of having, like, Donald Trump Jr. and Corey Lewandowski warm up the crowd, they could have a wrestling match beforehand. You know, like an undercard, right?
The Marine Corps band in there.
I don't know if the Marine Corps band would be available for a political event, but how about just some wrestling? Vince McMahon could get him some wrestlers. You know, they're good Connecticut Republicans, aren't they, the McMahons? Thanks for the call. That's a good suggestion, Mitch. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Howie. I think I have an original thought. What are the millions of people going to do if the taverns, pubs, and restaurants start closing? I mean, people do that every day.
Those will be the last places to close, Keith. And as long as the package stores don't close, I mean, you're okay, aren't you, basically?
No, I want to go out, man. I'm going to be trapped in the house.
Amen, brother.
Are you worried about it? Can you walk to the place, to your favorite tap room, Keith?
Pretty much. But, you know...
It's walking home that's the trouble, Howie.
Social. If everything's social, events are closing, then there will be an obvious target for these hysterical people, right?
Yeah.
You know, don't you think the hysteria, though, is localized, that not every part of the United States is really hysterical about this outburst? The mailroom manager last night went out to a place. Grace and I were working, but the mailroom manager went out to this place in West Palm Beach, and it's a popular restaurant. The place was jammed. You know who she saw at the bar, Keith? James Patterson.
Wow.
He wasn't scared. He wasn't worried about coming down with the virus. He was pounding them down at the bar.
Keith, as someone who loves to go to restaurants and loves a good cocktail and a night out with my friends, I feel you on this. Because first they came for our basketball games and I said nothing. But when they come for my restaurants and my Friday nights, then it goes too far.
R.I.P. Whiskey Priest.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. First they came for the Whiskey Priest, and Grace, you didn't say anything, and now the Whiskey Priest is gone. Then they came for the no-name, and now the no-name is gone.
The no-name. Okay, first of all, I think I said too much about the Whiskey Priest because people now think I have a problem. So I think I spoke my piece about that. I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that people are going to stop doing, but if you think I'm not going to go out to eat and get my appetizers and my, you know, happy hour stuff, you're crazy.
Thanks for the call, Keith. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hi, Grace. I'm calling because I know it was a hot toddy that you were talking about. My dad gave me one when I had a cold and I was 8 years old. I slept from that afternoon to the next morning. It's whiskey, honey, and boiling water is the way. And, yeah, 2 ounces of whiskey. It's a lot of whiskey.
Wow.
I don't think he gave me the 2 ounces, but it was my first time. I didn't even know what I was drinking. And but he said, here, this will make you feel better. And I basically didn't feel anything until the next morning, I guess.
Yeah, there's another texter from Lewiston, Maine said hot toddies. He says the same thing, that's what they call them, hot toddies. Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call, Maureen. 844-500-4242. Mike, the Lyft driver, they're canceling the baseball season, basketball, hockey. When are they going to cancel taxes?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it Ben Franklin, Mike, the Lyft driver, who said the only two things certain in life are death and taxes? And even if coronavirus doesn't kill you, the taxes will, especially here in Massachusetts.
Taylor, you're a Curb guy, right? You watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Remember the episode where Larry's mother dies and he starts using it to get out of everything in his life?
Yeah, because his father didn't tell him.
Yeah, she says, the dad says, her last words were, don't bother Larry. But he starts using it all the time. He starts saying, oh, sorry, I can't go to that. You know, my parent passed away and blah, blah. This is what coronavirus is becoming. That was the first thing I thought of with the Hunter Biden thing. Like jury duty, you know, appointments, all these things that people don't want to do. They're going to start saying, if you're Joe Biden, in his case, it's speaking in public. Oh, I can't because of coronavirus. It's becoming a Curb episode.
Nobody's buying it, though. You know, nobody thinks that Joe Biden. We have the cut, actually. He's going to create virtual rallies. Virtual rallies. They're going to show the video of him in 1972. That's going to be the virtual rally, I guess. He's going to reimagine it. Here, play cut 43.
Here. Reimagining the format for large crowd events we had planned in Chicago and Miami in the coming days. And we'll continue to assess and adjust how we conduct our campaign as we move forward and find new ways to share our message with the public while putting health and safety of the American people first above everything else.
He's going to reimagine his rallies. That means he's going to hallucinate his rallies. Bill from West Hartford, you're next with Howie Carr.
Yes, Howie, I'm not going to be able to go to my hookers downtown Hartford because all of them are infected with the coronavirus now. What am I going to do? I'm out of my pills. I have no money. I have no nothing.
Bill, keep away from the bootleg hand sanitizer, too. There's already been one fatality down in Hartford.
A bootleg hand sanitizer?
You can strain it through the Wonder Bread if you get desperate. Haven't you heard of that? Haven't you drunk Sterno at one time or another? Come on. What kind of wino are you, Bill?
Well, I may have heard of it, but I really need my sex. I need my sex with the hookers.
Goodbye, Bill. March isn't even half over, and he's already out of his, he's already exhausted his EBT card. It's very sad.
You should have been stockpiling, Bill. That's the one thing you're supposed to do during this, is stockpile.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
917 says, isn't it a bit curious that we haven't heard from Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Maxine Waters for a couple of weeks now? You know, they were supposed to have a hearing on Nadler's committee, Judiciary, about the FISA court's reauthorization. But, of course, you know, these are guys who used to be really heavily into the American Civil Liberties Union and protecting Americans' rights from invasive government interference. But then when they realized that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Obama administration used intrusive government interference and lawless third world banana republic tactics against Republicans, suddenly they didn't have a problem with it. So all the hearings on the FISA reauthorization were canceled, and it was just railroaded through, I think, last night. But I think it's going to be stopped in the Senate, and President Trump has said or has indicated that he's going to take the advice of Senators Lee and Rand Paul and veto it until they get some protections. FISA should not be used against American citizens. It's ridiculous. There's no way that the FISA court should be used to target American political operatives or anybody, any other Americans for that matter. It's supposed to be the foreign intelligence, it's not the RISA court, the Republican Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's the foreign intelligence. 844-500-4242. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Howdy. You mentioned the Civil Liberties Union. I just wanted to have a cool question. Do you by chance know where gun control started and why it was started as a movement in our country?
No. Tell me, who started it?
It was started in the 1870s in Mississippi, where there was a law put in place.
I gotcha. It's the you're saying it's the Ku Klux Klan. It was to take away the arms from the freed black slaves. Correct. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. With all this talk about hand sanitizer and drinking, I thought we got to renew that PSA that Tito's vodka does not work as a hand sanitizer, you know? The proof is too low.
What is there a proof that you can use alcohol? Like they do have the stuff the 200 proof, don't they? Grain alcohol. Can't you buy it at the big liquor stores?
Explosive. No, Wild Turkey. It's 151, man. That's the good stuff.
I think this brings up a better point, though, that maybe Tito should consider an exclusive, higher proof vodka for just a little while for the hand sanitizer stuff. Not for drinks, but for the hand sanitizer.
151 proof Wild Turkey is a pretty expensive brown water, isn't it, Dave? I mean, wouldn't you be better off getting some Purell if it's available on the shelves?
Oh, no, that's high up on the list of things you have in case of emergency, man, you know? Really?
151 proof Wild Turkey. 844-500-4242. We'll be back for our final big hour on this Thursday bear market version of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.